This is an MUT Radio podcast.
Welcome my guest in studio, Sizukuthi Masiphathele namhlanje. Good morning and welcome on the show, guys. Let me start with Namile. Namile, how are you doing?
Hi, Awetu. I'm very well. Thank you. How are you?
Ah, no, great. So this time I saw you, I think it was... Was it 3 years back?
When was it? 2020?
You're not even 3 years. It was a long time ago.
Yeah. It's been a minute.
It's been a minute. It's not so long ago. You were here.
Yeah, it's not so long ago. Just last month.
Last month. Welcome, guys. On MUT Radio. Really appreciate your time.
Thank you so much.
Thank you so much for having us.
I see Uspa is the regular here.
No, just my second time. What are you?
Second time, yeah. No. Thank you so much, guys, for joining us on the MUT Radio. Maybe briefly, before we go deep into our conversation, just a bit of background about yourself. Maybe I'm going to start with you, Namile. Who is Namile? Where is she from?
Wow, I just a baby. I'm just a young girl from, I'm an international student here from the Kingdom of Eswatini.
Oh.
And I came here for my diploma in human resource management, which I did for 3 years. Graduated in 2020 with you.
Yes.
Now I'm back here in the studio with you again.
How nice.
And when I finished my diploma, I went back home to Eswatini to do my internship with Eswatini Revenue Services. I got the best experience I could get in the field. And
really?
I'm still hungry for that experience. I'm hungry for more. So even that experience sparked more of the love for HR and wanting to do more, which is why I'm back to do my advanced diploma in HR, graduating December this year.
Nice. Must be nice, man. And Supermanja?
Well, I am from here, Valley, Durban, born and raised. I'm from Essenwood. It's a small suburb near Overport in central Durban. I'm studying Mangosuthu. I'm studying HR. Management. I actually love HR. Hey, when people ask me, a lot of the students doing HR, I'm like, do you know why you're doing
HR?
Why do you love HR so much? I'm like, well, I'm a people's person. And growing up, I've gained so much of experience working, doing part-time jobs, and I've seen the kind of conditions that people have been exposed to in their work environments. And, you know, doing HR, I hope to change the dynamic of the workforce and the culture within organizations and stuff. So I really have a passion for HR, which is why I love doing it.
And there's a lot that's happening at HR. People think that you just fire people and hire people.
No.
And there are a lot of departments akhona within a department like HR. Labor, industrial relations, there's a lot. Which one is your favorite, Namil?
I'd say having done strategic management this year, it's my current favorite.
Okay.
Because I was like thinking this morning that, you know, HR is one of those professions that are overlooked but are very important. Because a lot, you're dealing with people. People change all the time. You have to adapt to the changes. There's like a lot going on. Other than, not to say anything, but you know, numbers, one is always one. There's nothing changing about one.
Exactly.
But if you're dealing with people, one day they are these, the other day they are that. Yeah. And as an HR manager or an HR professional, you have to adapt to those changes as people come in and out of the organization. So with strategic management, you are dealing with some of the strategies to help people adapt to changes and all of that. So it's my current favorite.
And Spa?
With me, I must say it's labor law.
Definitely, you and I both.
I'm telling you, I'm just like, you know what? In South Africa especially, we have such strict laws, but like people are just so exposed to such harsh working conditions, you know? And I feel like we have these labor laws to back employees up, to back companies up and stuff. And we should actually recognize them and enforce them in our companies. We are a beautiful country with diverse, you know, laws and everything. So learning law and getting to know about it and what it can do for an employee, it's so valuable, you know. It gives us those rights that we deserve as people within the business field. So yeah, I really love law, and I hope to grow more into that industry.
I definitely, that's just me. I want to specialize in it somehow.
Yeah.
Somehow, at some point, that's what I want.
I respect you guys.
Because it's fascinating, and it doesn't end, because there, every year and every time you find new cases,
exactly.
And a case can be linked to a case
a
before.
Previous case. Yeah, but it's so interesting.
It's interesting. Come on, Nami.
don't start. Okay. Are you coming?
But let's speak, because there's something beautiful that you guys are doing, I believe, towards the end of the month. It's a conference. Tell us, who started the conference? Is it for the first time, Yenzeke Emangosuthu, or it has happened?
For the first time ever.
For the first time ever.
We will be hosting an HR mini conference for HR students.
What's happening there?
You know what? We decided that, you know, and HR departments, we are not a department that is so much noticed for doing much. So we wanted to do programs, do stuff to encourage students to bring awareness into the HR department to say, hey, we are doing stuff, you know, for our department. And these are some of the things that we want to introduce. So our HOD, Dr. Duma, came up with an idea.
I like the fact that she's Dr. Duma now. Sorry. Yes. Because at that time she was Mrs. Duma. Yeah.
Oh my God. Dr. Duma. She came up with an idea to say, well, hey, let's have this conference and let's give students an opportunity to gain exposure to what it's like to be in sort of an HR space. Because as an HR professional, you will be involved in conferences, meeting people, networking with people. So when she came up with that thought and that idea, we saw it as a great opportunity. And we said, hey, let's push for this to be a success. And we've promoted it and distributed it among HR students. And they were actually happy. And we're expecting quite a lot of number of students actually to pitch up for the conference. We'll be having a lot of things happening on the day. So yes, it's to give exposure to the HR space, networking opportunities. We'll also have presentations. We have given out a post for presentations. Those students who are interested in partaking in the presentation will have to draft out their presentations by this week, and the winners will have that opportunity to present on stage.
Let me hold you right there. Before we continue, let's just go to the headlines. When we come back, we're definitely continuing the conversation, guys. With your headlines, it's 9:30 on MUT Radio. And if you have just joined us, we are speaking with Unamile Wakadlamini no Sipamandla Waka Zekcicha.
Yes.
I had to call it that. Someone said Sira this morning. I'm not going to say who. Sira. So let's go to the headlines with Snezi, and then we continue with 28 before 10 on MUT Radio. Welcome to it, man. This is Ivukubangana Breakfast Show, the only way to start your day. And we are still in a conversation with Unamile Dlamini no Sipamandla Cicha on MUT Radio. So, Sipamandla did tell us a bit about, the program itself on what is going to be happening on that day. Maybe you can explain further, Oguti, what else can we expect on the day? Is it a 1 day conference?
Yes, it's a 1 day conference. Okay. Just for a couple of hours where we will be doing a lot of HR activities, to be honest. And that includes a presentation competition.
Wow.
Where we will have three speakers from the three exit levels, which is HRM level 3, which is the advanced level, and the postgraduate level. So we will have a competition that is going to encompass the future of HR, because like I said before, HR keeps changing every time. So we are trying to see if our current students, we are included, are in line with the changes that are coming, the future of the HR. It's going to be preparing the workforce for future, which is agility, and how HR practitioners can work into building a team that will tackle the challenges of the sustainable future, as well as dealing with change management. If our workforce that we're dealing with is able to adapt to the changes that are coming with the future of HR.
Yes.
This will also include strategies that are going to be recognizing and fostering skills to nurture leaders in sustainability and establishing career paths that support employees' development. So it's basically the whole scope of HR.
Wow.
Like you said, that HR is vast.
It's vast. HRIS, man. There's a lot of things as in the guy within that space, man.
Yeah.
And maybe who can we expect on that day? Do you have partners, people that you're working with?
Yes, we do have guest speakers that we'll be expecting on the day, particularly within the HR industry, because that's what we want. We want to give students that opportunity to network with those HR professionals, and also maybe to get an opportunity
maybe.
To work. Who knows?
Sure.
So we have Ms. Saneli Sinyewem Nyandu on our program.
Yes.
She's our keynote speaker. She's actually an MUT alumni.
Mm.
She has a vast majority of experience within the HR industry, working in different businesses. So she is an industry expert. So we're looking forward to having her as well, especially since she is an ex-student. She would kind of be that, give us that guidance of how it is like to leave Mangosuthu and enter the workspace within HR. And then we have Dr. Nkosinathi Kwanyana. He will be our entrepreneurship speaker. He is a business person and he has a vast majority of experience within the field of business as well. He's a business director, project manager, and a former lecturer as well. So the point of the idea behind having him as a speaker is because, you know, as I'm involved in entrepreneurship, I always encourage students to look at that as a second field, you know, don't limit yourself to just one qualification or doing that just because you have a diploma in HR, advanced or master's, whatever. No, business is still an option. I mean, here at MUT, we play a very big role in encouraging entrepreneurship among students. So, you know, just once you get that qualification, don't just limit yourself to just that.
I know.
Grab
I know,
the opportunity. Yeah.
Miss, sorry, just to get in here. I know Mrs. Mthembu is one of the people, the pioneers of entrepreneurship and I'm a student within I'm a student alongside Abo, Mr. Silebi and a whole lot of
things. And then they do a lot voluntarily too. So it's very nice being part of the student entrepreneurship, the opportunities that we get and the exposure working with all 26 universities.
Wow.
And lastly, we'll have Mr. Bokang Molefe. He's an SABPP chairperson. So he is a key figure within the HR industry. As you know, SABPP is a South African board for people practices. And he's a human capital manager for the Itakwini municipality.
Okay.
So he is a big shot. We'll call him a big shot. I think we can hand it over to Namile maybe to give us more info about SABPP. What it's all about and what it is exactly we'll be talking about on the day.
Right. So SABPP, it sounds complex, right?
Yes, definitely.
It's a very, very easy thing. SABPP is an acronym for South African Board for People Practices, which is a professional body for HR practitioners, human resource practitioners. The same way your accountants have SAICA, is it?
Yes, definitely.
So we have our SABPP where we have the HR professionals register there, and we are trying to get our students to register for this as early as now while they are at school so that their careers are kickstarted and they are launched properly into the work environment with this professional backup from the SABPP. Its main role is to set HR standards, promote professional development, and ensure that HR practitioners adhere to ethical practices.
Okay.
And essentially, it's here to support our HR professionals in their careers and raise the standards for HRs across the country. Now, the question would be, how does it benefit students? Why do we want students? I did mention lightly before, but there are a lot of ways that SABPP can be beneficial to university students. First and foremost, it provides a structured path for students to transition from university into the HR profession. Through student membership, students can gain access to valuable resources like mentoring programs, webinars, and networking opportunities with professionals in the field about Mr. Molefe that we're going to be having on the day of the conference.
Yes.
And this is why we are urging all HRM students to be part of the conference, because this is a great chance and opportunity to network with the big guns in the industry.
Yeah, definitely.
And this helps to build their professional credibility even before they graduate.
Wow. Guys, we are out of time. SCATS is not on our side. But before we go there, I heard that you guys are having some nice rewards for the guys? Yes. Yes. Awards? What's happening?
For the first time ever in the HR department, we'll be having, I think in Mangosuthu, we'll be having this conference where we'll have an award ceremony for top achievers at all levels within HR, from first year level to postgraduate level. We will be giving awards for top achievers. We'll be giving awards for the presenters that will be presenting. And also for the class representatives. I feel like class representatives aren't noticed as much. And HR, the HR department actually respects and notices our class representatives and the hard work and effort they put. I'm a class representative myself. I know what we go through as class representatives, you know. And I feel being rewarded for that is a good opportunity for us. So I'm really happy about that. So yeah, we do have a lot planned for the program, as well as cash prize giveaways.
There's definitely a cash prize for the presentation. Yeah, just for the presentation side. But we will explain further on the day. For those who have joined the competition, may the best man win.
Wow. Can AMA alumni attend?
Yes, of course.
Definitely, because you are also part of the HR community, and we would like to network with you as well to find out what have you learned outside of class, find out where you are now, and if you also are looking to be mentored by one of the people that are going to be there, it's a chance for you as well.
Now, it's only 100 rand for registration, and they can reach us or any of the lecturers that they know. I don't know if Namile, you want to give your number or anything.
Or an email, probably.
Or email.
My email, maybe. It's nanakosh@gmail.com. nanahkosh@gmail.com.
Definitely.
I forgot to mention one important thing about the SABPP student membership. It's very affordable. You pay just 200 rands to be a member of the SABPP student community. And if you paid when you're doing your first year, it's valid for the whole course while you are a student.
Yes.
Even if you register for your advanced level, it could be still active as well as your postgraduate. So as long as you are a student, you're paying only 200 rands. But once you are out of class, then there's different prices for the different certificates. And and the most beautiful thing about being an SABPP member is the credibility that you are an HR professional. And once you are applying for jobs, you attach a certificate that you're a member of the professional body, they will take you seriously, that you've taken your career much, much seriously.
Oh, that's beautiful. And when is the event taking place?
Yes, it's on the 30th of October. I believe that's next week, Wednesday.
Okay.
Yes, at the student center on our campus premises.
No. Guys, thank you so much. All the best for the conference.
I'll
be personally there to witness.
We're expecting you with your camera and everything.
Definitely. We'll be there as the marketing and communications department. It's so crazy. I'm an MUT graduate, but I'm working for the marketing department. That's crazy. But it's
This is an MUT Radio podcast.